Yes, sir. You are now listening to the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Are you not entertained? I am your host, Enigma September. Glad to have you guys back for another week. And we're just going to get into it. I have a special guest tonight. My man Don John will be on the broadcast at the 11 p.m. hour. If you're listening live or if you're watching live on YouTube. So, should be cool. I interviewed him before over at Underground Railroad, UGR, at V89 a couple of weeks ago. So we already have a repertoire, and I'm really hoping that this will be a really cool and interesting interview because we've already got over all the basic shit. So enough of, you know, the PR stuff. We're going to get into the real. He was really good. So he's prepared, I'm prepared, so we're going to get into that. I have to make some corrections in regards to the show last week because I made a horrible mistake, if you will. When I mentioned the Lil Baby and Drake song, I mentioned a lyric that actually belonged to Block Boy JB, the Febreze lyric. I apologize. That was dumb. That wasn't Lil Baby. Lil Baby is the little, why call me Lil Baby? That's even more idiotic than the Febreze line. So I apologize to Lil Baby and Block Boy JB for getting your idiotic lines confused. I won't do it again because I won't mention them again. I'm good on that. Yeah, so at the start of the show, with a little hate. You can thank me later. Anyway, I'm going to get into something actually serious. Typically, I wait until the end of the show to get into this type of topic, but I want to get it out of the way, especially since I got my man Don John coming through, and hopefully we have a great interview and won't have much time at the end to really get into anything serious. But unfortunately, in the hip-hop community, in the local hip-hop community here in Tallahassee, we had a passing. My man Jay Golden, he was a sound guy over at the Wilbury. Not say local hip-hop because we've had a number of shows, including in the past KRS-One show at the Wilbury. And again, he was a sound guy. He did an excellent job. Now, granted, I didn't know him personally. I'm pretty sure I met him a couple of times. Pretty sure I probably got them up, but I can't say that I knew Buddy. However, I do have an interesting story. And it's low-key creepy, but there's a good lesson in it. So about 2 weeks ago, he popped up in my little, Facebook has the people you know thing. And it was weird to me, first of all, because I really don't get a lot of white people that pop up in my people that you know. Weird. Or maybe just Facebook is just racist. Who knows? So when I do get a white person that pops up, they kind of stand out. And I remember looking at the picture, and I was like, I don't know this cat. Like, who in the world? But something drew me to it last week, or maybe like 2 weeks ago. Now I looked into it and I realized it was like a younger picture of someone who was like in a band. Now, first I thought it was someone that was in the Martin Chiefs, but then I saw the outfit. I was like, no, it's like some high school band. So I was looking and I was like, no, why would somebody post a picture like that? And I went to the thought bubble of thinking that maybe, you know, this person was reliving their glory days. Like maybe they reached their peak in high school being a bass drummer. I believe he was like, it was a bass drum, boom, 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 that big drum. So anyway, I remember looking and, you know, thinking about it or whatever. And so when my man Kaizen, announced Jay's passing on Instagram, and I was like, dang, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But he just said it was a sound guy at Wilbury. I was like, dang, that's crazy. So I looked him up, and then when I found him on Facebook, I realized that it was the guy whose picture I had been looking at you know, 2 weeks ago. And it really threw me off because it made me think about the connections that we have. Like, I just performed at the Wilbury maybe 2 months ago with JC. So I know he had to be there for that, I suppose. But just thinking that there was this connection, and actually I didn't even add him as a friend, even though I looked at the profile and kind of expected it. And it really made me, I guess his death kind of stung a bit because of that, because I didn't reach out, even though I had some kind of connection. I didn't know what the connection was. But it just made me realize that, you know, when you meet people, you know, be kind, be nice, because you never know what's going to happen. And I know for me, when it comes to death, typically, if it's somebody like I barely knew, it really, you know, it really gets to me because it's a missed opportunity, you know. And everyone that spoke on him says he's a nice guy, he's a great guy, whatever, whatever. And I missed out. I mean, I was nosy enough to look at his profile pic and wonder, you know, what he was living about, but I never reached out and I missed the opportunity. So to his family, to his friends, to those that worked with him, to the artists who's worked with him, who had nothing but good things, man. Peace and blessings to you guys. Peace and blessings to his spirit, wherever it may go in the spirit world. And I just hope you rest in peace. So rest in peace to Jay Golden. Yeah, man, just sad. So, but enough about that. We're going to get into, we're going to turn it up a little bit, get the spirits up, because I'm starting off on a sad note. I apologize. So, I'm going to go with probably my favorite song right now. My favorite song, and no, it's not Drake, In Your Feelings. This is going to be the song of the fall. I really, really, really hope that a way is made for this song to get played at every FSU event throughout this fall, throughout this football season, because this is my shit. And it doesn't matter that I know Buddy. It doesn't matter that he was my former coworker. It doesn't matter that we did a song together. It's just some dope shit. And I'm going to rock it to turn shit up because we start off slow. So without further ado, I'm going to get into my man, Therese Knockout, Lethal Simplicity. And then we're going to come back with some hip-hop news, man. This is the Enigma Self-Power. You got time, baby.
We're not going to blame anyone. We're not going to make any excuses. We're going to go out and we're going to do something. Do something.
This that tomahawk chop. Pray our rivals flop. I bet they feel the spear after the final clock. We on the war path at the battle end. Heading for that top spot when the rank is dropped. Look around as you see him, a product of dope. Florida State, Tagger era, you ready? Let's go. Chief Osceola coming through, riding renegade. Opponents running through that tunnel, be very afraid. Be very afraid. Unconquered, I flame. Bet they remember our name. This legacy reigns. It's no supreme. No Gators or Canes. A bunch of war daddies coming for more natties. Welcome to Tallahassee, a.k.a. the title town. And you know we run the state, ain't giving up the crown. It's not your time right now. Probably never will. It's Bobby Bowdenfield, so you know it's real. Underdogs on the road, coming for the side. Do something, blame no one, define the odds. Play by play with the voice, Gene Deckerhoff. Who got a swagger like State? You can't knock us off. Pack the garnet pants, that's word to the marching chiefs. I'm just a voice for the fans, no nation deep. Garnet and gold, Seminoles filling up these seats. You hear that war chant, you know the legends who ball on every Saturday. This feels just like a matinee. Under the lights, new chapter to our history. Florida State dynasty forever in our memory. We celebrate the victories with lethal simplicity. Knows with the victory, this lethal simplicity. Look at my watch, it's Tagger time. Everything gon' be just fine. We all Florida State. I am Therese Knockout. This is the Tagger era. Who else could do it better?
Yeah, man, we're right back at it. This is the Nick Myself Hour. I'm your boy, Nick Myself Timber. That was my man, Tarif, knocked out with Lisa Simplicity. I'm going to say official. Maybe not, because I don't want to get in trouble. The unofficial FSU anthem of the fall. You know what I'm saying? My man killing it. So, yo, anybody out there, you know, FSU land, if you're listening, if you know anybody, that can get my man already connected. But if you know somebody that can really get him connected, let's run that, man. I think it's important. You do it for the culture, for the hip hop culture, for the state culture, the Tallahassee culture, all of that. Do it for the culture. All right? That's how I feel. So anyway, again, got my man Dun John. He calling in the 11 o'clock hour. So we got a little bit about 18 more minutes from a man calling in with an interview. So y'all stay tuned with that. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a rundown with the billboard numbers. You know what I mean? So here we go. What's that? Like a graphic, you know, doom, 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 breaking news. Nah, maybe not. There's no budget for that. There's no budget at all for anything. Okay, we're going to go into the top 10 rap albums for this week. First, got my man Drake with Scorpion. 2, Post Malone with Beer Bungs and Bentleys. 3, Triple X Tachyon with Question, a question mark, or the symbol that represents question. May he rest in peace. 4, Cardi B with Invasion of Privacy. What did she buy? Lamborghinis? You buy Lamborghinis out here? That's what he's doing for the new baby? Buy Lamborghinis with the new baby? Can you put a baby carriage, baby seat in a Lamborghini? Does that work? Or you just got to have the van in the back following along? I don't know. I'm not rich, so I don't. These are questions I have, so, you know, maybe one day, no. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Yeah, so 5, Juice WRLD with Goodbye and Good Riddance. 6, Wiz Khalifa with Rolling Papers 2. 7, Lil Baby, Harder Than Ever. 8, Post Malone with Stoney. And 9, The Carters, as JC and Beyonce, for those who live under a rock, with Everything Is Love. And 10, speaking of Lamborghinis and babies, Migos with Culture 2, which Offset and Cardi B named their daughter Culture with a K. So, sorry, Crips. Sorry, no. Yeah, you guys are the ops when it comes down to Culture. But they spelled it with a K. Just so you guys know where they stand. Speaking of, isn't it Cardi B? Let me hush. Don't come after me. I don't know anything about gang culture. Number 4. We're going to go into the hot rap songs. What's really popping in these streets? Are these internets, these streams? Or sometimes, you know, people may buy a cassette tape. You guys buy cassette tapes? I'm not buying cassette tapes. You may be buying cassette. If you are, hit me up at me, EnigmaSelf9. Let me know if you buy. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, hot songs for this week. 1, Drake, In My Feelings. 2, Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin with I Like It. 3, 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine, featuring Nicki Minaj. And Murder Beats with Fifi. Wow, that shot up quick, didn't it? Yeah. Speaking of, Nicki pushing back albums. Call Safari. Just call them. Just ask for a couple of bars, Nicki. That's all you got to do. Ask for a couple of bars. Put that ego to a side so you can get this album done. It's going to crash and burn anyway. 4, Post Malone, Better Now. 5, Drake, Nice For What. 6, Juice WRLD with Lucid Dreams. 7, Post Malone featuring Ty Dolla Sign. Yeah, I know. Psycho. 8, Tiger featuring Offset with Taste. Number 9, Drake back again with God's Plan. Number 10, Little Baby, not to be confused with Block Boy JB, and Drake with Yes Indeed, which I am surprised that Block Boy featuring Drake isn't on the chart, because I've heard that song entirely way too much, way, way too much. But hey, it's not. It's all about Little Baby. Yes, indeed. Yeah, baby. Speaking of New Orleans, Drake shot a video in New Orleans, but I'm going to get into that later, because Drake is the ops. So, you got new albums that came out this week. I actually came out today. You have YG with Stay Dangerous. Actually, he dropped a video for the lead single. And another song has ASAP Rocky in it. And it sucks. It's trash, son. It's just, the video is trash. Actually, I got excited. I really got excited for the video. I saw the little still. I thought they had Bow Wow in the video. Don't judge me. Go and see like the screenshot, and the guy looks like Bow Wow with tattoo all over his face. I thought it was Bow Wow. I thought he had like drew tattoos, and I was like, yo, that's going to be crazy. And it wasn't Bow Wow, and it was just a typical video, and it was lame, and it was trash. I'm sorry, California, West Coast, JC. Yeah, and he's a blood, hey. Right? I don't know what to tell you. It's your boy. Well, actually, he's a blood, so I guess. Let me hush. I know nothing about gang culture, nothing at all. So let me shut my trap before I get hemmed up, get mollywopped out here in these streets. These people ain't playing. It's allowing everyone to flag, but they will get you. Anyway, Travis Scott dropped Astroworld. I actually listened to that today, and it was pretty dope. Pretty dope. I would expect people to put that in their top, at least their top 10 albums of the year. I can see that. Maybe even top 5. Maybe a knockoff Daytona after the time, you know how it goes. The earlier you drop an album, come throughout the year, people kind of forget about it. So. But no, it was, I mean, I haven't been a direct Travis Scott fan. I know that he's done things that for other artists, and I probably have been a fan of that. And you can hear it. Like, you can hear the Kanye. Yes, he has a piece of Drake. He has a song with Drake. Are you sampling a Drake song that I guess he wrote on or something? But yeah, it was a dope project. Actually, I like the fact that he low key gave props to Southern rappers. If you saw my tweet earlier, because I was actually listening to the project, and I know he's not necessarily sampled, but he used the same sample from Cell Therapy. Use that Cell Therapy sample. And that was dope. What else? He had a song called, was it RIP School? I think it was RIP School. And there was something. Oh, he used the hook from Tear the Club Up. Tear the Club Up. Tear the Club Up. Tear the Club Up. And it doesn't sound as bad as I sound now. But you know, that was, to me, that was shouts out to, you know, Southern legends. And he was kind of showing respect on the flip side. Yeah, I think it was Lil Tuck. It was Lil Tuck, the guy from Dallas. He did a little piece or whatever. So it was really kind of like a low-key Southern representation. I mean, Buddy from Houston. So it was pretty dope, and I could appreciate it for what it was. Now, you know, I wasn't looking for, like, dumb bars. But then again, I haven't really been a dumb bars, like, seeker, if you will. Don't seek dumb bars. or bars. I mean, the MC is going to just knock me side of the head. But, I mean, he had decent rhymes. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. Mac Miller dropped Swimmy, and Iggy Azalea dropped Survive the Summer, or was supposed to. That was what was on the list. But that's the only project I listened to. Who else? Oh, you know what? Speaking of Southern rappers, your man, Denzel Curry, dropped his project, Tattoo. That was dope. That was a dope project. The only thing for me with that project was, and it's funny because it's a critique I have for my own self. And some artists may say, I'm in that circle of artists who don't like their voice, if that makes sense. It's like, why do you rap and why are you in broadcast? Why do you have a radio show? Why are you doing a podcast if you don't like your own voice? You think anybody else gonna like it? Yes, and I hope you do. But, I like writing. I like performing. But as far as, like, listening to myself, I'm not the biggest fan of my own voice. And it's because I don't have distinction, you know. Now, some people, if you're from Utah, you're going to be like, yo, Enigma Self is country as shit. He's country. Me, I don't hear that. And it's not like a Lil Wayne draw, a New Orleans draw, you know. Even Trick Daddy has a Miami thing. I don't know. But I don't have that, like, voice that really, like, sticks out. And that's probably, like, my only beef with Denzel Curry is, and, I mean, maybe it's a Florida thing. I don't know. But I can't say that because, you know, Trick sounds different. Ross sounds different. T-Pain has auto-tunes. Maybe that's what we all need to do. But, yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thing. He got bars. He can write hooks. It's a really dope project. It was just something about his voice that just wasn't distinctive. You know, it didn't draw me in. But that's not to take away from the project. It's a really dope project. I would say check it out. If you're interested in that type of stuff, again, it's not one of them bars. If you into your 90s or 90s hip hop, I want to see here some Redman, Method Man type shit. You going, you gotta go in thinking, yo, it's gonna be on some 90s. It's gonna be on some 2000 stuff. So yeah. So anyway, I'm going to get into, so that's the list, and that new album's dropping. So I'm going to the next song. And speaking of 90s hip-hop and giving you that real shit, I'm going to play my boy, since he announced last week during his broadcast, Digging in the Crates, that he and Backpack will be working on Lion Share 3. My man, Steph the MC. I'm going to go ahead and drop a oldie but goodie because I love it, and it's a dope song. Reloaded, featuring C-Red, formerly Crimson, a.k.a. Joshua the God, now known as Joshua the God, with scratches from DJ A to the L, here on the Enigma Self Hour. Are you not entertained? Better be, nickel.
Bars may start a coup d'etat. You done signed beyond the average coup de gras. That's word to God, it's the avant-garde. My joints get to the point fast like on guard. Still shoot for the moon, but we not those stars. Bled through my pen like Christ bled through these scars. Truth to form, in the rain we won't dissolve. Calculate not improv the bomb like ever saws. Now I'm not scared of y'all. Y'all raps is corny, I done read those books. It's the same old story, I had dreams. I grow up to be Barry Gordy. Instead I gotta stop and save for my next pair of Jordans. Wait in line, I'm Ice-T. It's 6 in the morning, Judas tried to play me out. Should've listened, he told me that ish is the truth. Kill him with coup. God is my witness, like Rakim's in the booth. I'm the underground
king, motherfucker. My balls and my word is all I have.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
No man can go against me.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
Showing the seeds that I got what it takes.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
It's mine, it can't nobody keep it from me.
I used to bum knives with the volume low, music barely audible. So the fact I like street rap was what my pops ain't know. My parents were a doctor and a lawyer like the Cosby Show, but they played that Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby. So I fell in love with audio, felt it in my cardiovascular. Said I'd just be a passenger for the soul. Then I realized the dope would have drastically undersold. And homie, I got that flame, ain't no matching me on the flows. A catastrophe actually, they theatrically asking me to leave passively, cause my anatomy got kitties bugging. I'm spitting like Biggie's cousin. They hear it and give me loving and see me for what I am instead of what I clearly wasn't. That's dope. And cast hope there'll be a shift in the game. Epiphanies reign, and those who really gifted can hang and make it better. Till then I'll be bumping the 18th letter, because we come too far now to ever let up.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
My balls and my word is all I have.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
No man can go against me.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
Showing the seeds that I got what it takes.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker. The world is mine and can't nobody get it from me.
Feeding for microphones, the vote of my tech is a prone to the illegitimate sounds of the rhymes unknown. Thirsty for traps and the fattest rat of man is to come attack with the warring way of the block. Build a minstrel of acts, my face never a black and my dance never a tap. For I and I is the guide of the holy tour of the life. It was written in raps that taken over this fold to push over those who have sold all the souls. Slithering shiver cold like a serpent, the words is more than a verb, describing an action, an adjective. For we take over herds and let the bells ring, sound of a champion. The winner of mine is a god that's taking over the blind. Seeing the sight and the light is forever bright. No, the plight is not in my life. My insight changes the day from night. Out of the darkness sparked a rebellion. The revolution of men is killed when the men will win.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
My balls and my word is all I have.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
No man go against me.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
Showing the seeds that I got what it takes.
I'm the underground king.
The world is mine, and can't nobody get it from me.
Other rappers are the ops, nigga. This your boy Enigma September. Listen to the Enigma Step Out. That's my man Stesty MC featuring C Red, Joshua the Guy, A to the L on the mix. I think that was Backpack on the Beats with Reloaded off his Lion's Share. You know, it's Lion's Share 2. Forgive me, Stess, if I'm wrong. But anyway, Lion's Share 3. Y'all need to get that together. Handle that. That's with my man Backpack Beats. He's about to put a ring on this girl's finger. I'm proud of you, boy. Salute. Word. Before we get into the interview, I want to recap real quick. You had the Stutter Hospitality present Close Quarters Battle, rap battle last night. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of my man, Stess, we was out there vibing, chilling. Shout out to the Beast, my man, Rothoro. A lot of MCs, a lot of rappers in there, a lot of hip-hop luminaries, Tallahassee luminaries. DJ Lil Boy was in there. Of course, on Bravo, my man Rico the Champ. You know what I'm saying? Was help hosting it. A lot of people. Forgot your name. Blame it on my mind, not my heart. The MCs that battled was MC Trail featuring Prophecy. Yeah, on Bravo versus Flow the God. Don Rich versus Dragon X. And K Cutter versus Young R. It was dope, man. It was really dope. Shout out on Bravo for putting that thing together. Shout out to Golden Sound Studios for providing the facility for the show. And yeah, the AC didn't do crap. I was still hot. It was too many Negroes, too many bodies. Some nice bodies, some nice ladies out there, but let me not be a pervert. But yeah, man, but regardless, I got jokes. But it was really dope. My favorite battle was actually the first one. So that's kind of cool that it came with the heat first. K Cutter versus Young R. I think they really came in, had a lot of energy, really coming at each other. I kind of like how K Cutter was kind of like, he'll be chill and he just get in your face like, I've got the two blam blams. Get you with the yam yams. Your mom's respect me. She called me Miss Ma'am. He didn't say that. That's why I don't battle rap. Shout out to my man Butter in the Bean. So, but yeah, man, we got real rap. It was a really dope situation. I got a little feisty. It's the summertime. Ain't gonna front. Your boy was kind of like, it's too many wannabe thugs in here. Ain't see too much. I mean, I think it was security, but you know, I think it was super low key. So I was kind of like, hey man, y'all gotta, I gotta live. Chill out, bro. We don't need all that. But they handled it, man, and it was pretty cool. You know, that's how it's gonna be. You know, it's hip hop, but you know, at the end of the day, everything was cool. You know, I got my drink on. Definitely respect that. Your boy, the boy's on that brown early. On that brown early. You know it. Judge me later. It was needed. It was definitely needed. Anyway, what we got, man? We got an interview? Is that what we're doing? Or are we doing an interview today, Enigma? Sometime soon. We gotta get this thing, get it together. I know you guys are gonna criticize me. Anyway, I got my man's. I forgot how we ran into each other. We were just on the scene. I know he performed. I think he did. He did Night of the Bars. I have to ask him when he gets online if he did Night of the Bars. Regardless, my man was out here in the streets doing his thing or whatever. We had him at the Underground Railroad a couple of weeks ago. I played a couple of his tracks already on this program, the song Firestarter, which I really, really like. And I really think he's a dope artist, and I'm glad that my man is here. So without further ado, got my man's Don John. What's good, bro?
Wagwan.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Hey, man, I can't call it. It's a vibe. It's a cool vibe right now. You know what I mean? How you feeling?
Yo, I'm good, yo. And congratulations to being the first guest on the relaunch of the Enigma Step Hour, bro.
Turn up. I'm glad that I could be the one to set things right, you know what I mean?
Right. You're gonna set the pinnacle high. Everybody else gonna follow behind. You know what I'm saying? You're getting sloppy seconds and thirds, you know what I'm saying? You finna get that first no. But no, you finna come in. Nah, pause. You finna do your thing, bro. So I'm glad
Man.
Here.
I'm glad I could be here. Thank you.
No doubt. So, I guess off top, man, like, yo, you remember how we met?
Yeah, that was the first time we met was at the Dr. Lisi event at Junction at Monroe.
Bad.
Yep, over there on South Adams. Yep. I was performing with Kaiser. You about to die that night? You was lit?
Yeah, I about to die. I was too lit. Me and JC was trying to relive our glory days. Not to be confused with Glory Hole. Pause. And,
Y'all performed like a motherfucker. Y'all was jumping around and, yeah.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I don't blame you, though, dog. Nah, I feel you, dog. I'm a big man, too. I was goddamn lit myself, man, to tell you the truth.
Right. Now you performing with Tyson. Skinny ass.
Yeah, he be bouncing around the stage too.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Tyson though. That's the homie.
Yeah. Definitely shout out to the homie Tyson, man. Much love to Tyson. He's a great artist.
Yeah. I already told him, man. I was like, man, you gotta keep going, man. You got that universal like pop appeal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, he could. Yeah, he could. He could flip it at any time. He has this type of music that's really like capable for soundtrack. I've told him that before. A lot of his records sound like they could be on some type of short film, or you know, maybe a major film, depending on where he wants to take it. You know,
right?
So, yeah, so it's great. It's great to be able to expand your music outside of just trying to reach that number one on a Billboard. You can also put it in different places. Music is everywhere.
Right, right. Definitely. So speaking of, man, like, we're going to get into it. Like, who you make music for? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go into the booth and you thinking about dropping songs or even a whole project, albums, like, mm-hmm. what audience do you want to really appreciate your music?
Well, actually, the first person that I do make the music for, I make the music for my sanity first, man. Like, literally, if I don't create, I will go crazy. I've seen the brink of it, you know. So, you know, I had to start creating again, and in the process of creating again, I always keep that in mind. Okay, you're creating for yourself at first and foremost, because this is your art that you were gifted with, you know, from the powers that be, which is whether you believe in God, Allah, Buddha, a Hindu God, or Orisha, it don't matter. You know, that energy that created me and allows me to simply be, that's who I got the gift from, and I have to make sure that I take care of myself enough to express, to create. Outside of that, I know my people. My people love, my fan base, they love records. They don't care too much about bars, but bars are always there somewhere. You know,
man, fuck,
but my... yeah, but see, nah, you good. But my fans, they really love bars, man. They love bars. So, music. They don't love bars. They love music, but the bars be there. See, you fucked me up. But
I told you, we gonna wild out.
Yeah,
you ain't doing all that PR shit, that UDR shit. You can't cuss on the radio. It's on the internet.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, the internet is undefeated, man. I've been seeing some wild shit on the internet. For real,
right?
Like, especially as of late. But just to wrap that question up, though, man, definitely for the people that I already have that support me, they love songs, man. So songs mixed in with some bars, I do it for them, too. So.
All right, no doubt. As long as you don't do it for the hoes like me, then you good to go.
I mean, if they like it, then they like it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, just trying to see. Yeah. No, I'm joking. I got a couple songs. I got a couple songs that may sound like I was trying to cater, but nah.
For the legend, a little bit. Sometimes you gotta. Shit, nigga. Daniel Caesar is an amazing artist. I love Daniel Caesar's music. That nigga ugly, though, bro.
That nigga can sing. That's the difference. The difference you can sing versus rappity-rippity rap.
Well, yeah, I'm about to say, how many ugly rappers have we seen? Definitely Biggie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Biggie.
That nigga called himself ugly. That nigga know he ugly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he's an amazing artist, man. You can't take anything from Biggie. You know,
man,
he had the only one.
Ass out. He was so dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, light skin thick in your ass in '95, bro. Yeah, you the goat.
I ain't hear nothing about that.
Yeah, but, man. Yeah,
I ain't hear nothing about that one.
The internet's wild, man. The internet's wild.
Yeah, they is, man. It's the wild, wild west out here, bro. For real, for real.
For real. So anyway, yo, enough about that. Enough about eating ass on my show. We're going to go ahead and get into your joints, man. So first, come off with Firestarter. And then we're going to hit him. What was the other joint you gave me?
Should be Takeoff.
Takeoff.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Not to be confused with Offset. Ow. So this is the Nick Myself Out. I got my man, Don John, in the building. And we're going to run this set, man. This is Nick Myself Out. You got time?
it under control. I don't invest in a hoe, nor do I open a text. I might hit you up for the sex, busting up then I sleep. I do this shit every week, still I'm expecting some change. Definition of insane, reputation off the chain, repetition on the beats, known to set a nigga free. Young guy say la vie. Do more, say less, save up, invest, protect your inner peace from fake friends and enemies. Not everybody screaming, feel the wave. They say I'm arrogant, I've earned the right to feel this way. You little bitch, hold up, I gotta know fuck's religion that I'm living, sipping crown at the communion. Bootsie Collin playing hymns and Marvin Gaye is the pastor, Tupacalypse is the bishop. Magically, I'm the dawn and naturally, I'm official. Wake you out of your slumber, the thunder is bound to get you. It's raining so many kitties, no lying, I'm in my swimsuit.
Go ahead and light the way, fire starter. Put a flame to anything. Sing your way, burn that mother down, 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 down. Go ahead and light the way, fire starter. Put a flame to anything. Sing your way, burn that mother down, 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 down.
Thought I was in the code of a woman that's not a carbon copy, then viruses stop my proxy. Motherboard was hella sloppy, but that toppy toppy get me up and ready for that body. Throw it back in front your friends, don't give a damn if they won't see you take it. Levitate your soul to heaven, all I'm saying is I'm savage. Did my damage, candle lighted, I've ignited, pumping lyrical coca. I clear, I got that flair, so keep the deal. La lopa, poppy wanna feel that hell. My mission statement is supreme, follow your dreams by any means. No substitute to evolution and learning, journey with me, right? Just be unique, totally free, cause we all freaks, right? We rolling deep like stroller seats under the street light, casting our shadows, lost in internal battles. Really, we self-destructing and nobody's saying nothing. Antisocial in public, but popular on the internet. Tell me which one is real, or tell me which one you feel. In the dark with a dart and a board, I'm about to get a vision of so many concepts of the Lord. Which one really giving out blessings, lessons? Yo, I need that fix, like a teenager needs new kicks. First day of school so he won't get teased. I write these psalms so my soul don't freeze. Wait, did he sign yet? Got a new girlfriend, hella fine, yes. High school friends rooting that I shine, and the whole time I'm wondering where the time went. Resorting to bottles on bottles to strip you this pimping by saying I'll call you. But falling the gate to escaping desires will surely prepare my perpetual fire. Tell them bring the flames out. Big dome, nigga, I don't play games now. Young God in the whole kingdom, seen them throw shots, now they man down. Blows me how they stand round when I complain but never make change like a big bill. Boy, it gets real. Meditation the only time I sit still.
Hey, yeah. I just need a chance to vibe, just give me a chance to fly.
Just give me a chance.
I just need a chance to vibe, just give me a chance to fly.
Just give me a chance.
I just need a chance to vibe, just give me a chance to fly.
All I need is a chance.
I just need a chance to vibe, just give me a chance to fly.
Now we taking off.
Say, oh.
Everyone waving their hands from niggas, they holding their pants and nodding their heads. The women, they all over there. I got enough form to share, no limits to feel. You know that that just ain't allowed. You special, you made to stand out. My poetry all in the mouth. You know what I'm talking about. Delivering quality sounds. I made it from sleeping on grounds to speaking to people in crowds. Yeah, my mama, she say she's so proud, so I keep on shouting her out. Yeah, each morning I look to the clouds. They tell me that blessings pour down. My cup runneth over with women who yoga and struck through the week. Honestly, that's a blessing to me. My business is booming, assuming my feet. Increases my thesis, be all I can see. Get all I can dream. My light is as bright as a computer screen. That's keeping you up and unable to sleep, right? I'm why you're unable to sleep. Delivering all of this heat. I know you can't stay in your seat, but ain't this what you came to see?
I just need a chance to vibe. Just give me a chance to fly. I just need a chance to vibe. Just give me a chance to fly. I just need a chance to vibe, just give me a chance to fly. I just need a chance to vibe, just give me a chance to fly.
Now we taking off.
I just want to thank in your present. Through this experience, say, oh.
That up. This is the Nick Myself Hour. That was your boy Don John with a couple of his tracks. With Firestarter and Take Off, you know what I'm saying? Off top, man, like, what was the motivation? You feel me? Like, what got you, what made you create them tracks, you know what I'm saying?
Well, just to switch it up a little bit in the explanation, I do know that when I was writing those records, I wanted them to be fire. And Firestarter in particular was like a completely different record than anything I had ever created. I'm literally talking to some of the most player shit at the beginning of this song, you know what I'm saying? And it coming from more of a conversational tone within my other music, when I'm saying things about mentally vacating and finding yourself and all this great stuff, which I still mention. But to really tap into that side of myself that a lot of people didn't even know existed, you know, was really, really instrumental in my growth. You know, so I really had fun making that record. And working with Ebony Houston was definitely a good look too, man, because she's a great artist. Ebony has been working with very talented people. George Clinton is one of the people that she actually has worked with in the past. She has a single out with him right now called Faucet. I went to the listening party for that. Yeah. So that was dope to record that with her. I recorded that track with Outlaw. I recorded both tracks with Outlaw, actually. So definitely.
That's your brother, yeah. Right there.
That's, yeah, shout out to Outlaw, man. For sure. Much love, man. And for Take Off, that record, literally the first couple bars explains the whole song, you know, in the dark with a dart in the board, I'm about to get a vision of so many concepts of the Lord, which one really giving out blessings, yo, I need that thing. Like, that's what I was going through. Thanks, man. Like, that's really what I was feeling. And it sums up the song, and I say it sums up the song because the hook is saying, and we taking off, and it don't say we taking off, it say, and we taking off, and that's because of everything prior to, you know, the liftoff. Things have happened, situations have come up, I had to overcome, and we taking off, like, regardless, you know. So that's really where those songs came from.
Bars. And he ain't even trying to give y'all bars. Giving y'all bars, I heard my man. No, that was dope. Yo, that was dope, man. That was super dope. So what you trying to do with it, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, you come in, you know, you got two dope tracks, I'm pretty sure. You even got more songs or whatever. Like, where are you trying to take off, if you will?
Well, for sure. Great question. Sway in the morning. I'm coming for you, Sway. I'm coming for you, Sway. And I'm coming for Sway for a few reasons. Not in an attack.
Because he ain't got all the answers. Sway ain't got all the answers.
That was a classic episode, man, because I love Kanye West and I love Sway. And I'm coming, right. I'm coming for Sway because Sway has been calling for me. He don't know this, and if you were hearing me saying this right now, you're like, "What the hell is this guy talking about?" I don't know who he is. But when he says, "You know, you whack rappers," he goes on a tangent about, "Don't come up here if you ain't ready." And for years, I felt like I was ready and not ready. You know, and I never felt like I was a whack rapper. You know, I just never did. At the beginning, I felt like I could improve a lot. I wasn't to the level that I'm at now, but I definitely felt like I can improve a lot. But I always felt as though if I try my hardest, get my absolute best, no telling where I could take it. So definitely going to Sway next. Outside of that, man, I want to hit some festivals, like really get the big shows. You know, with thousands, hundreds, then thousands, or thousands, and more thousands, you know. So definitely taking it to that point, as well as just putting out more product. I'm at a place now where I'm able to create more as far as mentally and being able to link in with producers who understand my sound. So it's great to be an artist who has a different sound. However, it's a challenge if you don't find a producer who can also complement that sound. So, you know, finding people that I'm able to work with and we are able to actually come together and create something, you know, to the magnitude of what is possible for us to be seen in this light, to where people can be influenced and affected by what we're doing, you know. So that's where I'm at with it right now.
Bet that up. Real quick, fuck JC for talking about I've been practicing throwing up the dub in the chat room. actually, I did back in 95 when Faith was.
Shout out to JC, man. What's up, man? What's up?
Fat ass nigga. Anyway, back to the interview. Back to the real. Yeah. That fake West Coast shit. Speaking of West Coast, like, where you from anyway, bro?
I was originally born in Pensacola, Florida.
850.
Yeah, 850 where I'm at now. But in the midst of that, went to Charlotte, North Carolina, as you know, in the woods, from North Carolina. And then after high school, man, I went to Atlanta. So that's where my son would say something like, I sprouted out there in Florida. I really got suave in Georgia. Yeah, so that's what happened. I went to Atlanta and shit got crazy. You know?
Shit got real.
So, yeah, for the first time. and now I'm here in Tallahassee, so, you know. Yeah,
because you got two different. We've been getting to some real shit. Now I know in Atlanta, you know, they talk about how, you know, what I'm saying, JC said, "What up?" Yeah, salute.
Hashtag. Dog, if
you can see that shit, nigga. but now see Atlanta, they say, you know, it's overpopulated with females because half the male population, you know, trying to get some ass, literally.
Yeah, that's true.
But then you got Tallahassee where, you know, you got a large college population and, you know, if you're down with dipping into that 19-20-year-old pool, you may be able to get busy too. So you got to wonder, like, what if you picked up a vibe on each city, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was the vibe in regards to, you know what I'm saying, trying to get your done? Yeah.
Okay. Well, Atlanta definitely has opportunity for you to be on the scene with a lot of women. And this is the thing. When I was in Atlanta, I'm coming fresh out of high school. I'm 18, 19 years old. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm drinking a lot. When I say a lot, nigga, I ain't never been that big in my life. We drinking and eating fast food every day.
Nothing but Waffle House and Crown.
Yeah, man, Crown Palmer, son. We was new drinkers, so we drinking Taki. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers don't even know what Taki is. We made some shit called Waka Taka Flame. That's what Waka was still, you know what I'm saying, like, on his earlier stage. But,
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we was lit every fucking day, man. And we would go to, say, for instance, like, dubstep parties where you meet a bunch of white girls. You know what I'm saying? They be cool, you know. And then you go to like Obsessions during that time, meet a bunch of women. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell you the truth now. I ain't experienced nothing like Tallahassee in my life in regards to women. It has been absolutely ridiculous here in Tallahassee, man. They out here though, dog. They is out here, and if you want them, you can have them. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Like, that's just the truth, man.
Sound like somebody else I knew before he got locked the fuck down. All the way down. He got locked all the way down. But, yeah. Sound like
who else?
Word somebody. I ain't gonna put their name out. You know what I'm saying? We gonna keep it on the low. But,
Okay.
Pause. Down that low. But,
I knew what you meant.
Yeah. They was doing their thing. Many moons ago, but now I respect my man. He doing his grown man right now. Ain't nothing but respect for him. So that's why I'm gonna keep his name on silent. But yeah, man, that sounds crazy. All right, so as far as Atlanta, Buckhead or Bankhead, mm-hmm. Where you at? Where you trying to be?
Shit, when I was there or where I'm trying to, if I was to go back to Atlanta?
When you was there, would people find you in Buckhead or they going to find you in Bankhead?
They would find me in Sandy Springs. I was living lavish. They gave us I'm 18, 19. They gave us student housing. I had a Mustang convertible, a 98. You know what I'm saying? Gated community, please get the fuck off the property. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we was in that bitch too. I slammed the door in the police officer's face, man. It was like, it was some wild shit. I was throwing a party, and this guy knocks on the door. He wearing regular clothes. Black dude, black bald head dude. I called him Officer Do Good he became a reoccurring character. You know what I'm saying? We would see Officer Do Good all the time. Yeah, he ain't know my name either. He just called me a big fella. He'll come around and ask me. He'd be like, "Where's the big fella at?" And everybody know who he's talking about. But he came to the door for the first time when I saw him. He had on regular clothes. Talking about, "You need to take this shit back to where you come from." I'm like, "Nigga," I literally said, "Back to where I come from." I said, "What you mean back to where I come from? You don't even know where I come from." He was like, "Well, you can't bring this shit over here. You need to shut this party down and kick everybody out." I said, "Okay, all right." I turned around. I said, "Cut that shit up," and I slammed the door on that nigga's face. During that time, everybody was looking at me like I was crazy as hell. But he came back with an officer in actual uniform, and when niggas see uniforms, it's time to go.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
The party got shut down, and I had to talk to this guy in the uniform and the other officer and shit. So, long story short, they were shutting shit down all the time because we would throw a party. That's how I got popping in Atlanta, throwing parties. It was me, and then I put my homeboy on, and we would send out mass text messages. And whoever had an apartment that would allow us to throw a party, we would throw a party. So they'll shut that one down. We'll go to the next apartment. They'll shut that one down. And this is all in the same night. You know what I'm saying? So we might be at 3-4 different places in one night because they coming to shut this shit down. But
right.
that wasn't going to stop us. You know, because we on financial aid. We ain't got shit to lose.
You know what I'm saying? It's all the way turned up. Well,
yeah.
Speaking of shutting shit down, we got to go ahead and shut this thing out because we don't reach our time limit. But, yo.
Okay.
Before we get up out of here, let these people know how they can get in contact with you, bro, so they can get close to this fire that you're dropping and any more fire you got dropping.
If you all are interested in the music, definitely check me out on Instagram at @OfficialDonJohn. It's spelled exactly how it sounds. Don't take the H out of John because that's foolish. Also, follow me on Snapchat at @IamKingSuave, and that's SUAVE. Don't spell it any other way than that. Check me out on SoundCloud at @OfficialDonJohn. We already went over this. And hopefully y'all will enjoy more music that I put out and continue to follow the way. Definitely subscribe. Much love to everybody. Shout out to the Royal Fam and the whole campaign. New Waves will carry you. And thank you, Enigma September, for having me on the show, man. I appreciate you. Much love.
Yo, my pleasure. My pleasure, bro. Before we get up out of here, I want to give a quick plug to my homegirl, Ari. She got the inflow Full Bloom popping off tomorrow. I believe it's going to be at the Bark if you are in Tallahassee. So, it should be, I think, start at 8. It'll start at 8. So I'm going to be done with the Underground Railroad. It's going to have Saint Lee. Matter of fact, Saint Lee is already in Tallahassee because she has posted a picture on Twitter. My girl Tokyo and Kyren, and also my man Kaizen and DJ Nove. OBO Nove, they'll be doing the sounds, you know what I'm saying, making sure everything is bumping in between. And also, tomorrow on the Underground Railroad, my man JC will be back in the building after, you know, 2-week hiatus handling his grown man. And we also going to have Chad Rhymes with an interview also as well at 6 p.m. hour. So y'all stay tuned. Stay tuned that. You can follow me. Yeah. So y'all make sure, you know what I'm saying, check me out. At EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter. EnigmaSelp.com. EnigmaSelp.com. I need to be EnigmaSelp.com. I need to handle that. Instagram.
Go make that shit happen.
For real. Y'all, it's media. Yeah. I need to follow you, boy. But no, Instagram.com/@EnigmaSelp. Same thing with Facebook. And also to SoundCloud. Like I said, I will post the interview and the whole show on SoundCloud. Try to give it a little time. So you're going to find it on the Freedom Train Network at first. That should be posted this Sunday. So shout out to my man Pat. Shout out to my man Joe for giving me the opportunity again. So, and the Enigma Step Hour is presented by the Freedom Train Network. So y'all make sure y'all stay connected with the Freedom Train Network. In regards to anything and everything pro-black, we doing our thing out here, and you know, this is a hip-hop version of their network. But also too, probably gonna try to keep it Wednesday. Probably keep it on Wednesday. I'm gonna drop the SoundCloud, so y'all can follow me SoundCloud.com/EnigmaSelp. Get the audio, you know what I'm saying, if you don't get it from Freedom Train Network. So that's all we got. Again, man, I appreciate you, Don John, for doing your thing, boy.
For sure, man. Appreciate you having me.
And, we're going to wrap this thing up. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Yeah. We out of here.